Start your day the Torah Way, Northwest London, Monday, 24th of Nissan, 25th of April, 9th day of the Omer, Rabbi Jeremy Golke Shlita, the Shatchan in Halacha. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family David Levy on the outside of his late father, Reb Shaul Ben Reb Kisrael HaLevy, the Kohen Levrocha. His outside is on Wednesday.
Okay, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. The topic this morning is a very interesting one. Shidduchim in Halacha. Shidduchim in Halacha, questions relating to Shidduchim. It's a big topic. And to be honest, I've prepared more than we'll have time for. Mr. Shah will have to have a part two. But what I want to cover today is there a mitzvah to be involved in Shidduchim? Number one, and then to focus on the Shatchan's fee. The Shatchan's fee is something fascinating. There's lots of different types of halachas that relate to this. There are different types of There are different types of shatchanim and different types of nafkaminas that emerge in the different arrangements that they have. Lots of questions we'll discuss. For example, what happens if Rachmana Litzlan there's a broken engagement? Have you still got to pay the Shatchan? What about which side? Who pays? Is the chiyuv to pay the shatchan on the parents or on the children? The chas and the kala themselves or the parent or the machatamim? What about which side pays? The chas and side, the kala side? How much do you pay? What about if there are multiple shatchanim? The person, the person who runs with it, there could be multiple shatchanim. There are handouts on the bim if you want to take. You're welcome. And what about international shidduchim? What about if the going rate in America is different to that in Eretz Yisrael, which is different to England, and the shadchan is dealing with, you know, a chosin from one country and a kala from another country? Also, about the shadchan, is the shadchan kosher le'edim? Could he be an aid? They want to be mechabed the shadchan to be an aid. So lots of discussions. That will probably be for today. Part two, if you're kind enough to invite me back. Then what we could discuss then is shidduch information and other questions that come up. But it's a massive topic. When I researched it, I didn't realize what a massive topic it is. But it's a fascinating topic. Okay, but let's begin. Is there a mitzvah to be involved in shidduchim? The answer is absolutely. Absolutely. Why are we discussing this, by the way? What has this got to do with this week's parasha? We normally discuss something which is topical. The answer is it doesn't, as far as I know. But it does, of course, relate to the Shvi Shel Pesach. Why? Anyone can think of the relationship? Kriyas Yamsuf. Kosh is Vugin Shel Avon Kriyas Yamsuf. And also it's Ben Azman is the time for Shidduchim. That was my tenuous connection. Exactly. Is there a mitzvah to be involved in Shidduchim? The answer is absolutely. Because, of course, it's v'hafter recha kamocha, it's an aspect of chesed. But moreover, it's a kiyum of v'halacha v'drocha. You're imitating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us, mahu rachum, afata rachum, mahu chanum, afata chanum. We should imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And, if you think about it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the very first shadchan. Because he made the shidduch of Adam and Chava. He saw Adam on his own, he wanted to find a shidduch for Adam, and he created Chava, where he was, if you like, he began this very noble process. But there is actually a clearer source, and there is a Medrash. The Medrash is in Parsha itself. The Medrash says, if you look at the first box, Shalish Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta. They asked Rabbi Yossi, this certain noble, this Roman noblewoman, asked Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta the following question. Bekama yomim bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esei Lomai. How long did it take HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world? Amalah, so he said to the Sheshes Yom, it took 6 days. So Amalah, she said to him, what's he been doing since then? I mean, you know, that's many thousands of years ago. So 6 days he was busy. But what's he been doing since? So he answered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been busy with Shidduchim. In other words, the first 6 days of Briyas Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was busy creating the world. Since then, he's been Mezavig Zivugim. Okay, there's lots to say on this Medrash. Moshe has a beautiful piece in Drash Moshe explaining the different philosophies behind the two, the question, the answer, not for now. But either way, what you see clearly is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in Mezavik Zivugim, making Shidduchim, and therefore, for us to be involved in suggesting ideas and names and helping Shidduchim is a key of Halach to Bedrachov. It's so important, in fact, that you're even allowed to do it on Shabbos. Even though it could involve discussing financial arrangements of the Shidduch, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. We sing about it in Zmiris. The Zemer says, Ma Yedidus Menuchaseich, Chafotzecha Asurim Vegamlachshev Cheshbeinis, Irhurim Mutarim Ulashadech Habonis. That's what we refer to in Shidduchim. Now, what does the word actually mean? The word, there's two explanations that I came across. One is that it means, it's the Aramaic word for peaceful. The Radin Shabbos says that it's a reference for almost like a tefillah, portent for the future hope of Shalom Bayis between the couple, so it means peaceful. But the most common explanation given by the Oruch, I saw the Baal HaMor also says it, that it means to bind together. The Shadech means to bind together two people. Now, let's start looking at the Shadchan's fee.
A staple is called the Shadchan in the Rit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A staple is a Shadchan, I didn't know that. There you go. Okay. So, the Shadchan's fee. Now, there are two types of Shadchan, and they're treated differently in Halacha. The first type is where the parents approach the Shadchan, and the second type is when the Shadchan approaches the parents, and they're treated very differently in Halacha. When the parents approach the shadchan, then he has got a din of he's doing a job. He's what's called a schir kablon. Now, imagine you go to your solicitor and you ask him to act for you to buy this property, to do the probate, to you'll go to your accountant, to do your tax return. You, if I don't want to take away the romance of a shidduch, but it's no different to you going to the dry cleaners and giving your suit in. And them, you know, cleaning it and giving it back to you. The relationship which you have with the shadchan is no different to the dry cleaner. And Masha'in Kain, in contrast, the shadchan approaches the parents. That's a different situation. That's got a din of Yored L'Toch Sodehu. It's a different story. Now, what is the din? What is Yored L'Toch Sodehu? So the God in Shulchan Aruch says the following. Look at paragraph 2a, box 2. Shinat Dinah Shadchomas. The din of the shadchan, kos of maharam, shehu midin hayoyred lesodei chaveiro shelo b'shus. Imagine, you have a person, a farmer, he has a field, and it's ready to be harvested. And let's say today is Monday, so you call a few people and you say, next Sunday, can you come along, I need 3 days' work where you harvest my field. And there's some bachrim wondering, they're not going back to yeshiva till next week, they're hanging around this week, what are they going to do? They thought, I've got a good idea. We'll have a great activity, we'll get a whole bunch of guys together, we'll go down to this guy's field, we'll pick his oranges, or whatever they need, whatever they're doing, and that will keep us busy, bein hazmanim. So they go to his field, and then for 2 or 3 days, they pick his oranges, they harvest his crop, and then at the end of the 3 days, they knock on his door, and they say, that will cost you £1,000, please. The halacha says, you've got to pay. If you have a field which is made to do some sort of work, and you go and do the work, you've got to pay. Yored L'Toch Sodehu. There are cases in New York.
Without him asking?
Even Shalom Rishus. For example, in New York, I was told, there is a rule. You know, New York has heavy winters. So you've got the stretch of the pavement in front of your house. You are responsible to clear the snow in that part of the pavement in front of your house. That's what I heard. You can verify this.
Switzerland as well.
Okay.
Europe as well.
Okay, so everywhere apart from England. So imagine you've got an entrepreneurial, you know, yeshiva bacher, student or whatever, and he gets up early in the morning, he clears your front path, and he delivers the invoice with your paper. Halacha is Yerod HaTeuch Sodehu, he's entitled to some payment. Now, the second type of shadchan is exactly this. The shadchan approaches the parents. You've got a daughter, you've got a son, who is ready to get engaged, and they approach you. Then he's got to deal with Yerod HaTeuch Sodehu. Now, what are the nafka minas between the two? One nafka mina between the two types of shadchan's fee, of whether the parents approach the shadchan, and he's got a deal of a schir kablon, or the shadchan approaches the parents, he's got a deal of Yerod HaTeuch Sodehu. One of the nafka minas would be, does lo solin apply? I.e., you have to lo solin, you mustn't delay his payment. When you have hire a decorator, So the halacha is he works for you. Let's say he's a builder's coming today. So the halacha is you've got to pay him on time. You can't delay the payment. So what have you? When do you pay him? If he comes today, so you've got to pay him by dawn tomorrow. But that only applies for Schir Kablan. If the Yerid of Teuch Sodeu, it's just a chayv which you have to pay. There is no lo solin with a chayv with a debt. But for a worker's pay, you've commissioned him to dry clean your suit or to do your tax return. It's useful to know, right? There's no solin, unless you have a prior arrangement, an agreement or whatever, but you've got to pay on time. But that does not apply to Yerid of Teuch Sodeu. There'd be another nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, when do you actually pay? Now that's an interesting question. When do you pay the shadchan? You could argue, I want to see if this shidduch works. How long do you have to wait? Maybe shana rishayna? You know, maybe in Chuzar it's different, because there was once a fellow who was newly married and a few months into marriage, and it's happened here on Golders Green Road. He was walking to shul Shabbos morning a little bit late. So I overheard the conversation. The fellow said to him, he met the balabos in the street. The balabos said to him, he said to him, it's okay. He looked a bit sheepish. He was so late Shabbos morning. He says, okay, you know, shana rishayna. You know, there's a heter to, he says, yeah, I've been married a year and a half. He says, in the chutzaris, we keep 2 years. In the chutzaris, we keep 2 years. So, shana rishayna. So maybe it's a year, 2 years down the line. I don't know if you noticed, but on the BBC News website, on February the 14th, a few months ago, they interviewed a couple, a Jewish couple from Yemen, who had been married 91 years. Right? He was 14, she was 12, when they were both disowned from Yemen. The community matched them up, and 91 years later, they're living there at Israel, and they interviewed them. How they got hold of them, I don't know. And it was a very sweet interview. So maybe you should wait, you know. So when do you actually have to pay the shadchan? So it says, if you take a look at the box at the bottom, paragraph B, number 2, the Ramah says in Chesh Mishpat Kuf Pei Hei, the Shatran says, look, they've just got engaged, please pay up. V'habaylim, that means whoever the baylim are, will discuss that soon, either the parents or the chasam and kal themselves. Einam reitzim l'shalim al hanisuin, they want to wait till after the wedding. Tolu b'minag ha-medina. It depends on the practice of the place in which you're living. V'makom she'ein minag ha-dinim ha-baylim, the din is with the parents, i.e. you'd wait till after the wedding. Now, what is the din, by the way, for London, for America? The Aruch HaShulchan, that I don't know, yeah? But the Aruch HaShulchan says the minig in Europe was, in his day, was to pay at the engagement. If you look at the bottom box, the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'haminig etzleinu l'salik ha-shatchonos miyad achat hanoim, immediately after the engagement. Now, this is only true, says the Shaar Ephraim, if you specifically contracted the shadchan to find a shidduch for my daughter, for my son. So it's the first type of shadchan, where you contract the shadchan to do the job. So then there's discussions. You pay after the wedding, you pay after the engagement. That's a discussion. But if it's the Yerid L'Toch Sodeu, the shadchan approaches the parents, so then the poskim say, you only have to pay once the hanoah is complete. When is the hanoah complete? After the wedding. So the whole discussion about after the engagement, after the chasna, that's regarding the first type of shadchan, when you go to approach the shadchan and you commission him. That's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, what would happen, unfortunately it happens if the engagement breaks, a broken engagement. So again, the halacha says, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says, im chazru bohen, if they retract, they undo the engagement, v'nispatel ha-shadchanus, p'turin ha-baylim m'l'shalim l'schorei, elim kein hisnu behedja, then they're exempt from paying. So again, the Shaar Ephraim explains that the Ramah is talking about a situation where the shadchan approached the parents and provided benefits. And then you've got a chayv to pay. That's Yerid L'Toch Sodeu. You've got a field which needs harvesting. So then you harvest that field for the person. You've got a din of Yerid L'Toch Sodeu. You've got to pay the person for the benefit. So too, if the shadchan approaches you and says, I've got a fantastic young man for your daughter, so you only have to pay when you get the full benefit. When do you get the full benefit? After the wedding. If there's a broken engagement, you're potter. If it's the first type of shadchan, when it's a schir kablan, you've commissioned him to do a specific job. To find a young man for your daughter or vice versa, once they get engaged, that's considered your suit is dry clean. You've got to pay for it. If you, just to be a bit crass, spilt chicken soup on your suit 2 days after you get it back from the dry cleaner, you can't say to him, hey, it's not clean. The job was done. And therefore, he finds the shidduch and they get engaged, then he can entitle to his payment. So there you have three nafka minas between the two types of shatran's fee. You want to say?
You got to pay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yes, yeah, so that's talking about a specific type of. That's talking about one type of shatran's fee. There are two different types.
Is it the same as a dry clean suit?
What do you mean? It's a very unpleasant analogy, I know, but I'm just trying to bring out a point.
So I'm saying that ever since that the Shidukesha Shalkayim, well, that's the purpose of the Shidduch. If the thing doesn't work out soon afterwards, maybe it's got something to do with the suitability of the...
Listen, I'm not... I should have began with a disclaimer. The disclaimer is, if any personal prayer, ask your local Orthodox rabbi, and you can ask a psak halacha. I'm just being ma'ira the inyonim. I'm just trying to raise the issue.
Yeah. Understand your second case. The shadchan says, I have a nice boy who will marry her. Engagement can never be enough. Every parent knows that engagement can go on.
Fine, but everyone knows you can spend your soup on your dry and your soup on your new suit.
No, but the problem is that if you don't pay your tchumis, you get muzzle in the
shidduch. So that's what I'm saying. Okay, so it depends on the type of arrangement.
The job hasn't been done.
But it depends on the type of arrangement. What the bottom line is, what emerges from the pesukim is this: there are two types of shatran tzvi. One is where you approach the shatran, and one is where the shatran approaches you. Where you approach the shatran, that is going to deliver schir kablan, and therefore you're paying for services rendered, and services are rendered when they get engaged. If you're paying al siyurat tarich sadeya, when the shatran approaches you, you pay when the hanoi is complete, and the post can say that's after the wedding.
I'm going to say to you, you have an opposite property, I mean, I exchange contracts, and I don't complete.
Yes.
Don't you still have to get paid?
So then you've got to complete. They'll force completion. Who, the solicitor?
The estate agent. I'll give you a property. Big material for you.
That depends on the contract thing, but if he found you the property and you went
there. If the
shatran would come to me and say, I've got a shidduch for you, I know you're desperate to make an engagement, yeah, but they're going to break it off afterwards. No parent wants to just make an engagement.
No one wants to soil his suit after he's got it back from dry cleaners. I hear the points. That seems to be what the poets can say. Now, here, what would you say about this? Who actually pays? Is the obligation on the chosn kala, on the parents?
Parents.
So says the Avnei Nezer. says the Avnei Nezer. Take a look at paragraph C. C. Says the Avnei Nezer. Kizeh poshut. Shechiyu shatchonos, listen to this. Shechiyu shatchonos chal ala chosn v'kala. Why? Ki lohem osa ha'tayva. They're the ones getting engaged. Here, this is where you come in. Shal machton v'shal navuro. Now, in other words, says the Avnei Nezer. So the obligation is really on the chosn kala, but the minig is the machton and pay. To such an extent, that even though the halacha is that the chiyuv is on the chosn v'kala, the minig is the parents pay, to the extent that if one side refuses to pay, the shatran can't claim against the chosn v'kala. So for example, let's say you have a chosn kala get engaged, and they each pay whatever they pay, we'll discuss that soon how much, but they each pay, let's say, 500 pounds. And the chosn's parents come along and they pay 500 pounds. The kala's parents don't pay. So the shatran says, okay, you're not going to pay, I'll go to the person whose chiyuv it was initially. Says the erech shai, too bad. The minig has become so entrenched that it's on the machatonim that the obligation is on them. Uh-huh. Now, what about which side? You could say, you know, maybe it's the chosn side, maybe it's the kala side. Again, the halacha. By the way, sorry, just to conclude, on the last point, parents and or children, the Shulchan Halevi, which is Rebelsky does say that in a situation where parents are totally detached from the whole process, you could find that, for example, with older singles, or you could find it with Bali Tshuva, where the parents weren't involved in the whole process, then he says that then the chiyuv would actually fall back on the chasan and the kala because the parents are less involved in the process. Now the minhag is that each side pays 50-50. That's the minhag. But what about the following situation? Let's say they come back from their first date and the shatchan calls the kala and she says, yeah, no, I'm not sure, whatever, I need to see him again, early days, etc., etc. She calls the chasan side. The chasan says, she's the one. I'm ready to get engaged tomorrow. Now, so then it carries on for a few weeks, a few months, and she, the kala, and the kala's parents are spending hours on the phone with the shatchan, and he is head over heels, he's ready to get engaged. The only effort, the only work that the shatchan puts on his side is a check-in call every couple of weeks. He's still busy, yeah, ready to get engaged tomorrow. Yeah, happy to get engaged, haven't changed my mind. So he's put in maybe 20 minutes max for the chasan side and dozens of hours for the kala side. Still 50-50? Yeah. So the minute parent is yes. It's still 50-50 regardless of the time spent with one side over the other. Okay. We're running out of time a little bit. How much do you actually pay? So the answer, of course, is it depends on the minhag ha-mokum. The Aruch HaShulchan says, interestingly, the Schar HaShatchon, on the top of page 3, paragraph E, the Schar HaShatchon is noitim ischum ha-gadol shel ha-nedunya. You pay a percentage of the nedunya, the amount given to the chasan kala to start married life, v'yesh mekoymes shemeshamin chamish ha-chalach ha-nameh, 5% of the nedunya. So if the nedunya was £10,000, this is for you to get off with your, to start off married life, then the shatchan would be entitled to £500. It all depends on the minhag ha-mokum and the going rate of the place. Now what about, this is a common shayla, what about multiple shatchan? Yeah, so that can be where one person makes the suggestion, another person runs with it, and again, before you all start going back, claiming money from lots of people, I'm just being my area, I'm not passing halacha, you go and speak to your rabbonim. It's a complicated issue, that's the honest truth. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Haminah, I'm in paragraph F, Shehamaskil noitel mechza, v'hagoyim mechza, it's split. The person who initiated it, whose idea it was, and the person who completes it, they are the two people. Now what about the people in between? What about, they made this shirt, yeah? They get the bottle of schnapps. They get the bottle of schnapps. But the actual shatchanus is split between the person who idea was and the person who finished. Well, Misha, Asoka, Be'emtza, Medina, Ein Lahim Klum, Me'ekadina, don't have to get anything. They get something, a little bit, a bunch of flowers, a bottle of schnapps, whatever it may be.
Sorry, did you say the one who suggests it to both sides or to one side?
So that's good. Yes, good enough for me. So it could be that 50% would be go to them. In other words, the person who they suggested it to.
And to add to it,
another question could
just
be, what happens if 3, 4, 5 people suggest it, and then they say, no, and then on the 6th suggestion, they go for it.
Yeah.
So lechur, it's the 6th one, that could be the one. Mistoma. What about the shatchan being an aid? Now this, I must be honest with you, this happened to me. I've had the privilege of making one shidduch ever in my life. And on that particular case, they wanted to give me the kibbut of being an aide under the chuppah. So I didn't know about it. So this was at the chuppah. So I was standing, it was a very big hall. I was standing right at the back of the shul. And then all of a sudden they call out that I'm going to be an aide. So I walked to the front. The fellow had introduced me beforehand to the Rosh Shiva, who was being Masada Kiddushin. He said, this is the Shatkan, whatever. And I walk up the long walk, and I stand on the river, and this Rosh Shiva sees me, and he shouts out, Pasal Leigus! I hope people have the generosity of spirit to realize that I was the Shatkan. And it's a machlekes. The Halichas Yisrael says that a Shatkan can be, as long as you're not a relative, you can be an aid. The Oitz HaPoiskin, however, says that he shouldn't be. So it's a machlokes. I must say that why not? He's got a vested interest. Because if you're going to say you get your shachonas after the wedding, I want to make sure this goes ahead.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? So you've got a vested interest. Therefore, I'm not impartial.
I was somewhere, corner husband of my engagement, and somebody said, so the corner's answer was, if you're anyone paid,
oh, really?
In, That's Rav Chona said. I was
here. Okay. If he wrote a birthday, he had that. So Shimon's saying.
By engagement, is what I know.
Okay, so Shimon's saying that if he's already paid already, so the money's in the bag, so then it'd be okay because he's no longer got a vested interest. Okay, that's what Rav Chona paskened in this case. Okay, interesting. Rav Chona, yeah. Now, by the way, just as a postscript to that story, two postscripts. One postscript was, the father of the chassan was very kind. He didn't make me, didn't allow me to do the long walk of shame all the way back to where I was. But he told me to stand up for the chuppah, stay here, and he got someone else to be the aide. So he spared me at least that embarrassment. But also another, just one other thing, paying shat chonos, it's not a joke, because it's important. One page, when you hear stories down the line, couples, they're not blessed with children, and the first thing that many rabbonim say is, did you pay the shatran? Oh, yeah. There was a case in Bnei Brak where there was a big apartment block on the outskirts of Bnei Brak, and many, many flats in that apartment, and very unusually, not a single couple in that apartment block for a number of years didn't have children. They did some homework. It turned out that the contractor, the builder who had built this apartment block years earlier, there was a big orchard there. He had culled all the trees. He had culled all the trees in this thing to build this block. And he hadn't. So, there's all funny things going on. And not paying the shatran is also, they say, could. So it's important. I, with that one shidduch that I did, I went up to the father with the kala. And I said, look, I didn't do this for the money. Right, I did this just really to help out. I knew the people, but I tell you something. I said to him, I know that there's sometimes a hakbada on the couple if you don't pay the shatran. I will charge you £1 for services rendered, right? And pay me £1, and that way you've paid your money, and there won't be any tainus. He says, good idea. I'm sure it's a great idea for him. But a few days later, I get delivered this big box of sfarim. And there was an envelope with a nice note with a £1 coin saying for services rendered. But you've got to pay the shatran. You've got to pay the shatran. One final thing, we're running out of time, we'll have to have a part two. What about international shatran? What if, let's say, again, how much do you pay? It depends on the minhag ha'makom. But let's say the going rate in Eretz Yisrael is £1,000. And in England it's £2,000. And in America it's £3,000. So what would happen if the girl is from America, the guy is from Estrol, and the shatran from England? So how much you pay then? So take a look. This is a tshuva of the Ptolemy era. So take a look at paragraph H. I must say, it gets very complicated. But Klolav de Milsa, the general rule is, Dimachosin hayudah b'mok mazol. Let's say the chosin lives in a cheaper place where the shatchonus geld is less. Say in Eretz Yisrael. V'hakala b'mokam ha'yoyke. Let's say the kala is from America where the general payment is more. V'hashatchon ha'yador b'mokam ha'chosin. And the shatchon in this case lives in where the chosin lives in Eretz Yisrael. So the chosin and the shatchon live in a cheaper rate, let's say £1,000. And the kala lives in America where it's more expensive rate. Ein lo mishnei tzdal d'imel b'mokam ha'zol. In that situation you pay according to the lower rate. The lomad boy mitzat ha'kala. Interesting, it's a bit counterintuitive. The kala's obligation, even though she's in America, she's paying for work done largely in Eretz Yisrael, because the shatran had to find out, do homework, about the chosin who lives in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, she's got to pay the lower rate. She also then put up a mokam azol. And afla chosin, she also put up a tov of mokam ayoka. But even for the chosin side, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, where he did work in America, which is the more expensive rate, mikol mokam kivin shudar b'mokam ha'chosin, since the shatkan lives in the place of the chosin, shul mokam azol, nisrat zilim in the koimet, presumably they agreed to that minute to pay at a cheaper rate. Avo, next line, next paragraph, mohyudar ha'shatkan b'mokam ha'yoka. If the shatran lives in an expensive place, you go hire an American shatran, let's say, where they charge, I'm guessing, I've got no idea what they pay, let's say it's £3,000, then it's Ratz al-Stodim, and then both parties agree to this shatran. So then, Mechuyiv l'shalim kefir minag mokam ha'yoke. So again, there are lots of permutations, but let's just summarize some of the points, it's already time.
Well, why don't you go by where the actual engagement takes place?
That's not always a koveya. Because it depends where the work was done. The work was done, it could be from, in America, and it depends where the work was done. If they happen to get engaged in Honolulu, then so be it. But the work was done in a different place. Anyway, let's just summarize. Is there a mitzvah to be involved in Shidduchim? Absolutely. It's definitely a chesed, but it's also a kiyum of halacha b'drachov, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in Shidduchim, as we discussed. What does the word mean? It means, and by the way, it's so important to do it, that it, you can even do it on Shabbos, and you can even discuss financial arrangements, which are not considered Nekach Umemka. We said, Ulushadei Chabonis. What does the word mean? Either it means peaceful, a portent, a hope of the Shalom Bayis that the couple will enjoy, or it means to bind together. We said there are two types of Shadchan. One type is where the parents approach the Shadchan. That has got a din of a Schir Kablam. You've got another type where the Shadchan approaches the parents. That's Yerod Teich Sodeu. Three nafkamins we mentioned, one is Le Solid, would apply to the first case, but not to the case of the Chayv. The second nafkamin is when to pay. So then you pay according to the minute after the engagement, or possibly after the wedding. But if you pay for Yerod Teich Sodeu, that's only at the end when the Full Hanoah will be. And then a broken engagement will be another nafkamina. Who pays the parents and the children? The Chil is really on the children, the Chos and the Kala themselves, but the minig is that the parents pay to the extent that you cannot go back to the Chos and the Kala if the parents don't pay. Which side pays the minig is Chos and Kala split at 50-50, even if one side causes a lot more effort and time. How much do you pay? It depends on the minig amokam, but the Rosh Hashulchan spoke about a percentage of the Nedunya. The multiple Shadchonim, the Halacha seems to recognize the Maschil and the Goymer, and those are the key players. Again, it all depends on what was agreed initially, etc. Can a Shadchan be a witness to the Kiddushin? It's Machlekas, and international Shidduchim, as discussed. The Mitzvah Hashem in part two, whenever that will be, one important thing to discuss is Shidduch information. What can be said, what cannot be said, what must be said, what mustn't be said. That's a major, major issue. And other issues, Mitzvah Hashem, for part two, whenever that will be. Thank you.